This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 23. Mr. Rabbit and Mr. Bear.
"There was one season," said Uncle Remus, pulling thoughtfully at his whiskers, "when Brer Fox say to hisself that he spec he better whirl in and plant a goober patch. And in dem days, mon, hit was tech and go. De word wa'n't mowin' out of his mouth fo' de ground was broked up and de goobers was planted. Old Brer Rabbit, he sot off and watched de motions, he did, and he sorter shet one eye and sing to his chillens, 'Tie ye dungly, hide 'em pee, I pick 'em pee, hit crow in de ground, hit crow so free, tie ye dem goober pee.' Sho' nuff, when de goobers begun to ripen up, every time Brer Fox go down to his patch, he find where somebody been grabbling amongst de vines, and he get mighty mad. He sort of spect who de somebody is, but old Brer Rabbit, he cover his tracks so cute that Brer Fox don't know how to catch him. Bimeby, one day Brer Fox take a walk all round de ground pea patch, and 'twant long fo' he find a crack in de fence where de rail done been rubbed right smooth, and right dar he sot him a trap. He took and bend down a hickory saplin' growin' in de fence corner, and tie one end of a plow line on de top, and in de other end he fix a loop knot, and dat he fastened wid a trigger right in de crack. Next mornin', when old Brer Rabbit come slippin' long and crope through de crack, de loop knot cotch him behind de forelegs, and de saplin' flewed up, and dar he was, twixt de heavens and de earth. Dar he swung, and he feared he gwineter fall, and he feared he wa'n't gonna fall. While he was a-fixin' up a tail for Brer Fox, he hear a lumberin' down de road, and presently here come old Brer B'ar amblin' long from where he been takin' a bee tree. Brer Rabbit, he hail him. "Howdy, Brer B'ar!" Brer B'ar, he look round, and bimeby he see Brer Rabbit swingin' from de saplin', and he holler out, "Heyo, Brer Rabbit, how you come on dis mornin'?" "Much obliged, I'm middlin', Brer B'ar," says Brer Rabbit, says he. Den Brer B'ar, he ax Brer Rabbit what he doin' up dar in de elements, and Brer Rabbit, he up and say he makin' dollar a minute. Brer B'ar, he say, "How?" Brer Rabbit say he keepin' crows out of Brer Fox's ground pea patch. Then he ax Brer B'ar if he don't want to make dollar a minute, 'cause he got a big family of chillens fur to take care of. And den he make such nice scarecrow. Brer B'ar 'lowed it he take the job. And den Brer Rabbit show him how to bend down de saplin', and 'twant long fo' Brer B'ar was swingin' up dar in Brer Rabbit's place. Den Brer Rabbit, he put out for Brer Fox's house, and when he got dar, he sing out, "Brer Fox! Oh, Brer Fox! Come out here, Brer Fox, and I'll show you the man what been stealin' your goobas!" Brer Fox, he grab up his walkin' stick, and both of 'em went running back down to the goober patch, and when they got dar, sure enough, there was old Brer B'ar.
"Oh, yes, you is got chisn't ye," says Brer Fox,
and before Brer B'ar can explain, Brer Rabbit, he jump up and down, and holler out, "Hit him in the mouth, Brer Fox, hit him in the mouth," and Brer Fox, he draw back with the walking cane, and blip, he took 'em. And every time Brer B'ar tried to explain, Brer Fox shower down on him. While all this is going on, Brer Rabbit,
he'd slip off and get in a mud hole and just laugh till his eyes be sticking out, cause he knowed that Brer B'ar be coming after him. Sho enough, by and by, here come Brer B'ar down the road, and when he get to the mud hole, he say, "Howdy, Brer Frog, is you seed Brer Rabbit go by here?" "He just gone by," says Brer Rabbit, and old man B'ar took off down the road like a skeered mule, and Brer Rabbit, he come out and dry hisself in de sun, and go home to his family same as any other man.
"The bear didn't catch the rabbit then?" inquired the little boy sleepily.
"Jump up from dar, honey," exclaimed Uncle Remus by way of reply. "I ain't got no time for to be settin' here proppin' your eyelids open."
End of chapter.